has risen today.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
How wonderful it is for us to know the whole story. That we have been on a journey together from the very beginning of Jesus' birth, and even before that, in the Old Testament, right on up until the glorious resurrection day. What an incredible thing. At my house, in my bedroom, I have a great big picture, and it's really very big picture. And it is a picture, it has some soldiers sitting by a campfire. And then there's a great big arch. And then there's little figures of Mary and Joseph and Mary on a donkey going in into Bethlehem. And I think to myself, I know that story. I know the beginning. I know the very beginning of when baby Jesus is going to be born. And as I lay in my bed and I look straight ahead, I see the wonderful picture of Jesus holding the lamb in his arms. And I think to myself, I know that picture. So many times I've placed myself and my friends in Jesus' arm, right where that lamb is, because I know he will hold them and care for them and help them to have a sense of peacefulness. And then all around there are crosses. I have crosses all over my wall. Crosses with Jesus on them, but more than wonderful, crosses with Jesus not on them, because I know the resurrection. The resurrection has happened. And you and I have all been, again, forgiven for our sins through the love of Jesus Christ who died on the cross. Now imagine if you're one of those first disciples and you don't know that whole story. And here you've been through the most atrocious day in your entire life where you see your beloved Jesus dying on the cross. And you know he died and you know he was buried. And your heart has grieved so in the last few days. And you're afraid. You're really afraid because this same thing could happen to you. So you're hiding. You're hiding even when Jesus was being crucified, you were hiding. And now you're hiding upstairs in a room all together. And it's that very first day, and the women had come and told you. They told you Jesus was not in the tomb, that he arose, and you said, nonsense. We don't believe in that. That couldn't possibly have happened, and here you are, hovering, wondering, what's going to happen in the future of your life? Where are you going to go next? Will there be another Jesus? And then all of a sudden, right there in your midst, you see Jesus. And you think to yourself, I'm too tired. I have been doing too many things. This can't possibly be happening. I'm just imagining that he is here. And then he speaks. And he says, peace be with you. And you know immediately that that's his voice. You recognize his voice. And he shows you his hands and he shows you his side. And you say, it is the Lord. It is our Lord. You believe because he's right there and you see him. Now the disciples are so excited about that they can hardly wait to tell somebody. They, in fact, wish they could tell the whole world and all the people who've been following Jesus. And they come upon Thomas, and they say, Thomas, guess what? Jesus is alive. And Thomas says to them, not possible. Not possible. I saw him on Friday. This is nonsense. Whatever you've been and whatever you're doing, this was nonsense. I won't believe it until I put my hands in his hands, my hand in his side. Well, the very next week, they were again gathered in this room, all of them together, including Thomas. They were still trying to decide what they were going to do and how they would make plans together. And Thomas was really concerned because he had no sense that there would be a future for them and a going forward. And then all of a sudden, In the middle of the room stands Jesus. And Thomas is in awe. He cannot believe it. And Jesus says to him, "Peace be with you." And he reaches out to Thomas, and Thomas touches his hands and touches his side. And he said, "Oh, my Lord, my God, it is you." And he's so excited and he's so happy. And he really, I can't imagine how he must have gone around to the other disciples and say, "I believe it. I believe it. Jesus is here." And then Jesus says to him, "How great it is that you believe because you can see me. How greater still is it for those who cannot see me and still believe." And still believe. What an incredible thing for them to go on and be able to tell the other disciples, to tell the other followers of Jesus. And as we read in Acts, they all joined together, and really they just lived in a sense of joy and happiness because they had heard the story by somebody they believed, and they had heard the witness of what had happened, and they all wanted to just sell their property and sell their everything and give it to the apostles so the word could go on. And I think about our little church and the people gathered here today and how we rejoice in Easter Sunday and how we rejoice at Christmas time in the birth of this tiny baby, and that we know this whole story. And we know that our sins are going to be forgiven forevermore because Jesus died on the cross for us. And that we can rejoice together. And we have a sense of believing. And if you came here on Holy Saturday, there's no way that you couldn't have had a sense that Jesus was walking right in from the Holy Spirit that was the fire and the smoke that burned up in front of us. And really, James, being smudged is just like such an awesome feeling sense of the Holy Spirit. We talk about it, but this is a real tactile sense of being blessed by the Holy Spirit. And then we came into this beautiful sanctuary, so wonderfully decorated by loving hands, and a beautiful, beautiful worship service from the beginning to the end. And my heart was just lifted by all of that because it was like, I know this story, but the story has just blessed me again. The story has blessed me again. Who could I give this story to? The real problem with trying to give the story or tell the story is, why should anybody believe you? Why should anybody believe that this incredible thing happened? Why should they even believe that this tiny baby that was born in a manger would become Christ the Lord? Why should they believe any of those things? Because you see, the disciples didn't even believe it. They needed to have someone show them. They needed to have Jesus be there in their midst. You and I are the disciples now. We're the disciples that need to take this message and help it to live in the hearts of people so that they too can feel that Jesus is right there with them each and every day. How do we do that? We can tell the story. We can invite people to come to our church. This little church should be packed to full. Every church on this long street of churches should be full because this is the most incredible, uplifting, fantastic story in the whole world. And the pews are half empty. The pews are half empty. And yet the people who are here are people who know and have had a sense of Jesus being present in their midst. You and I have such a task ahead of us. Each and every year, I think the same thing. Let's tell the story again. But more importantly, how do we live the story? How do we live the story and not just tell it? How do we embrace people by hugging them, listening to them, listening, I think, is one of the most incredible gifts that we can give to someone, and so easily overlooked because we're so busy or not interested, or that person's story isn't really what you wanted to hear. How do we listen? How do we affirm other people? I'm so blessed today because I asked that the gradual would be an instrumental. I am thankful to the people who listened to me. To hear that beautiful music, just the music, touches my heart so, because it fills me with a place of being able to listen to God myself for these few minutes. I invite you this day to think about, where could you take Jesus today? Not just talk about him, but actually take him. Because you see, we are the hands and feet and the heart of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Where could we take Jesus today and help people to believe that this is the most incredible thing that can happen to them, to invite Jesus into their lives for the forgiveness of sins, for the love of all humanity? I invite you today to go and be a disciple who has seen Jesus today. Amen.
Amen.